Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
Semi-live from the Figgis Studios. Weekend Geek Update, sponsored by the Hobby DB, the collector's database. Yeah, I just fucked that up. I'm going to start all over again.
No, leave it in.
You think I should leave that in? I'll leave that in.
No, it's
okay.
Fine. They'll appreciate it.
Hobby DB, the collector's database. Check them out on Facebook. Go online. Catalog your collectibles. See what they're worth. Sell them. Buy them. Trade them. Whatever you need to do with them. It works. I'm just going to keep staring at you. Smurf here and my table of companions, Double A Ron, Private Cheeseburger. Tao is coaching
what is she doing?
Adjudicating,
like something about League of Legends?
Yeah, she's adjudicating.
Is she teaching small children to play League?
I think so.
I hope so.
Here's how you become the proper level of salty. And special guest Red.
Hi, Red.
I think she's going to die. Are you okay over there?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sober.
Red, what's your favorite true crime podcast?
I don't know. I don't listen to podcasts. You're on a book. I know. I don't listen to
podcasts. I don't listen to our own podcast.
I listen to podcasts.
I hate the sound of my own voice.
I do, too. I sound like my mother.
But not really. Not in my ear.
Oh, thank you. Oh, he knows how to sweet talk.
I don't know how your mom is, so. Yeah, me neither. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
You're less good at this, but thank you.
You're welcome.
You're coming back from Easter dinner at my family's house, and on the drive home, I made a comment about the protein. The meat was cooked over we done.
All right.
And
you can say burned. It's okay.
No, it was dry. It wasn't burned. It was dry.
That's even worse, because it looks good.
And my spouse made the comment of, you are a much better cook than your mother. And I was all like, oh, you know the rule. Like, that's the sweetest. For my generation and older, it's like, no, that's the best thing you can say.
Yeah. That's how it always goes.
Yeah, so this is all true.
Yeah, all right. I get it.
Just making sure. No, you don't sound anything like your mom.
Oh, well. Thank you.
Your mom's a little, don't take this wrong, higherly pitched and more nasally.
I know. So my mom, my aunt, and I all have the same timbre of voice. Like, we all have the same quality. And to the point where my uncle, my dad, and my cousin cannot tell who they're talking to on the phone if one of the three of us picks up.
Yeah, my dad and I have the same thing where I'll answer the phone because we have the same, like, tone of voice and speech. Right.
But I don't understand it because I can totally tell the difference between all three of us.
Yeah, well, because it's like when you're in the family, you can tell the difference like immediately.
No, my uncle who has been with with my aunt, like,
has no idea who's answering the phone.
She married her high school sweetheart. They're still married together.
Impressive.
Yeah, and they're in their 70s. They still like each other. Not just like love each other. They still like each other.
Yeah,
it's
that's hard to do.
Yeah,
and but he can't tell the difference. Hey, of all people.
I mean, you would think so, but nah.
But no, I don't get it. I'm like, how do you not?
What I figured right now you would be knee deep in, though, is the Holiday Wars.
No.
I heard, like, this season so far, the last two episodes have been, like, el fuego, like, totally on fire. I know it's not your precious Halloween wars. I get that.
But I don't get it.
What don't you get?
There's no pumpkin carving. What are they?
They carve gourds?
Yeah, come on.
Trees.
Man.
You carve trees.
Oh, my God. Ice sculpting? That's a Christmas thing, right?
Yeah,
ice sculpting,
kind of. Yeah. There is one that's doing cake and ice sculpting, but again, it's only the two things. And I don't get it. Like, okay. Like, yeah, all right. Cake and ice sculpting. Cool. And then the
it's
holiday.
It's not the same, man.
But the holiday, well, I don't know what they're doing. I think it's just like cake and cake. Like
gingerbread
and cake
cookies, maybe.
And I don't get it. It's
cake, and more cake?
Yeah, it's just like, it's just a baking competition. I don't get it. All right.
Unlike your other show, which I know you absolutely adore.
Yeah, Holiday Baking.
Great British Bake Off.
No. Amy Poehler and
Making It.
Yes. I didn't even watch it. Offerman's a badass. Yeah. I have come to the grand conclusion. There are two manly men in this world.
Okay.
Nick Offerman, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sam Elliott.
What?
I mean, I can see that.
Sam Elliott is just burly. He is a man's man.
What about that, like, Tracy Crews guy?
Tracy Crews? Oh, Terry Crews?
Yeah.
Terry Crews
is, like, ideal man.
And you know who also...
He shows emotion.
Yeah, he's outspoken against toxic masculinity and sexual harassment. I mean, that's just hot.
Yes, and Henry Cavill.
And those arms.
I'll throw Henry Cavill.
He's old school.
Yeah. Oh my God, do you know what I watched the other day?
No, tell us.
Oh my God. He's I was rewatching County Monte Cristo, the new one.
Oh.
With Guy Pearce and Dumbledore.
Is he in that? Is Henry Cavill in that?
Yeah. What? He's the kid.
Shut up.
I was rewatching it. I was all like looking at this kid, you know, who's like he's like 18 in the movie.
18-ish, right?
And he's like this British kid with this overbearing chin cleft, and I was like, why does that guy look familiar?
I know that cleft.
Like, what else has he been? He's fucking Superman,
yeah. I don't recognize you without the shitty mustache there.
Actually, you know what? I'm so excited about The Witch Hunter or not Witch Hunter.
The Witcher.
The Witcher, thank
you. Yeah, I like Henry Cavill enough to give that a chance.
I'm totally signed in on that.
The one thing I think a lot of people are going to be a little weirded out by, and like myself included, because I don't know it as well, it's based more on the books.
Yes.
Not the video game.
So, you know what? I'm excited because I don't know the books at all.
So, me neither.
I'm looking forward to totally being entertained.
Yeah, it feels like a fresh thing for him. The Witcher, he hunts monsters, but he kind of is a monster. He's not like a vampire.
Oh,
but...
so like Steampunk Blade. Got it.
Yeah.
More like Castlevania.
Close to Van Helsing, too.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a mix of it. The Van Helsing where he's also part vampire or part werewolf or something like that.
We just don't know.
You know, Blade. She's right, it's Blade.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
But was he born a monster?
No, there's like a ritual thing. Maybe, I don't know. The video game says no, that he became that way after he sold his soul or some bullshit. Books say apparently they're born that way. I don't know.
So I'll be curious to see which take the show does.
I have like stuck in my head.
Bones.
Yeah.
I thought you were poker in the face.
No, born poker this way. Okay. Yeah, just keep up.
I know. I'm just.
I cut my thumb off today. So snapping his heart.
What?
What?
Making the potatoes.
You cut your thumb off?
Yeah, she was making Mr. Potato Head.
Slice and dice. Just throw that in the stew. Throw it in the stew. Hey, that's good. That's good stewing meat.
The theme of today is I should have worn gloves. Peeling the chilies.
Ooh.
Ouch.
I was like my hands were wet from rinsing all the gunk off, and I was all like, yep, should have worn gloves.
And then your eye itches and you go, oh no.
And then I was slicing potatoes and yeah.
You sliced your finger.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Gloves.
Yeah, at least that way you would have found the thumb easier.
No, I have a Kevlar glove.
Oh, look at you.
I'm this fancy.
I know.
Yeah, I'm
Batwoman over here.
I'm a professional crazy food nerd.
No, go get a chainmail glove.
That's what they look like.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll show you.
So yeah, please do. With We were talking about manly men, which is really strange for us, I know,
yeah.
But no, I would say that those four, by far, manly men, they are, I know everyone likes to throw Ryan Reynolds in there, but he's kind of a bit of an ant.
He's Canadian.
He is Canadian.
That's what it is, he's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
I was rewatching Deadpool 2 yesterday, and I forgot the Canadian joke. Like, oh yeah, he's an alien. Basically, I'm just like you, but better about everything. We gotta find the planet that has that's terrible than us, so we can go like start a mythology. And the other guy's like, isn't that Canada? You shut your goddamn. And I'm just like, no.
I always forget that he's Canadian, and then he'll drop something like that. I'm like, oh yeah.
I don't.
Actually, he's in the news with his gin.
Oh. Yeah, so Aviation Gin did something. What did they do?
So evidently, a female actress got shamed about something, and he was trying to promote her, and then all of a sudden, during his PSA to defend her, his gin came up, and he started showing it. It's really weird, and I know it also goes in to promote the new movie,
Free, Free Guy.
Yeah.
It looks fucking hilarious, but not in, like, a good way.
Not in a good way.
It looks awful, but I can't wait to see it.
Like, I have a Sam Raimi way?
Yeah. Almost, because it's about a guy, he's a character in a video game, but he's a background character. So he's like a bank teller who gets robbed.
He
lives in Grand Theft Auto and he gets robbed like every day. It looks fucking hysterical.
I get it, but you've described the plot now, and I'm like, okay, Ryan Reynolds, nope, I'm out.
Well, it's like a really bad interpretation of Fast and the Furious.
Right. So, but he's gonna here's the problem. I love Ryan Reynolds now. Actually, I've always liked Ryan Reynolds.
I've always liked him. Yeah.
I like him in all the stupid rom-coms he did before he did Green Lantern. And
What's the one he's in with, what's her name?
Sandra Bullock?
Yes, that one. I like that one.
I do like that one.
Yeah.
He
plays a Canadian?
Yeah.
She's
the Canadian.
Yeah, it's flipped because he's trying to get her a green card.
Yeah,
but he's from Alaska, so it's the same thing.
So I was gonna say, they're like, "Well, no, it's okay. He's from Alaska, so he's basically Canadian." And they're like, all right,
bitch.
But whatever. No, I always like Ryan Reynolds. But since he's done Deadpool, you know, he's shown that his brain is fun and very creative and. He managed to catch lightning in a bottle twice with both Deadpools.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's got this freedom to be snarky and basically do the same thing in a different setting.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch Deadpool in a different setting.
Detective Pikachu kind of showed that, where it's him doing the quips and the funny dialogue. Granted, I still fucking love Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu was great.
Yeah.
There was just the right amount of editing.
Exactly. And there's just the right amount of his snarky attitude. Because there's other characters that, you know, his quote-unquote son, the kid who's in that movie, plays it off very well of, like, trying to be a straight man with this fucking...
But he actually
whack-a-mole thing.
He got some good lines in there too.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was definitely the focus, not Pikachu.
And that made it
I think that
so much better.
That mattered. But no, I don't. No, you described this, and it's a funny concept.
Yeah.
With Ryan Reynolds, who's a great actor, I don't want to see that.
I
don't know if I'd go great. He's good. He's not great.
He's great at the snark.
Yeah.
He's great at the snark. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Van Wilder and some of his earlier comedies where he's 100% snark. Good, great, but I think he's a good actor. He's not a great actor.
Yeah, because I haven't seen.
He's way better than Jim Carrey.
He doesn't do it. I
have no argument, but I wouldn't call Jim Carrey a good actor.
I want to see Ryan Reynolds do more serious shit, like be in like a more serious role, and then be like, then he's a great actor. Because he's always just snarky comedy.
Yeah.
You know, that's all he ever
even
does.
Even in the Hitman's Bodyguard, he's still, even though he's more of the straight man.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the straight man. He still does the thing.
He
and I'm
still
like,
does it. It's just him.
Yeah, and that's his personality.
And I think so.
Yeah, and I get it.
I know. That's why we forget he's Canadian, is because he has one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shots fired.
And I like Hitman's
Bodyguard.
What
are they going to do, body check me? Go for it.
Get their methods on you.
We have our own methods.
There's a lot more Canada.
Chest bump. What else?
That's because there's nothing else in Canada.
There is nothing else.
Meth.
That's why they leave and they come here.
There's moose and meth.
And some fucking great
stuff. And some beer, maybe?
So, on Holiday Baking Championship, of course, there's a Canadian. And the only flavor she knows how to work with is
maple.
Bacon. And maple syrup.
I was going to say, is it maple? Yes.
So there's
hilarious.
The challenge, she doesn't get maple. There's a maple flavor and somebody else gets it. She has to work with like cardamom. First of all, she whined the entire time. I don't know this flavor. It's very unique. It's very spicy. I don't understand. And she's like, well, I really wanted to work with maple. Why do I work with maple? Why do I want to work with maple? And I'm just like,
Did she lose the contest?
No, she should have gone home, but she was in the bottom two and she got to stay. She's still on the show.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Maybe she will be able to redeem herself with maple in the future.
I'm just saying, like, and every time I see any cooking thing where someone's from Canada, they always are like, "We're gonna use maple," and maybe bacon. Like, that's it. That's the only flavor they ever use.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's no...
Oh, man, am I Canadian?
No.
No.
I fucking love maple and bacon.
You also like jalapenos.
Ooh, that's true.
And so...
Tell me a food you don't like, and we'll go from there.
Ooh. Ooh, challenge accepted. Oatmeal.
No, I like oatmeal.
I like oatmeal, too.
Yeah.
That's because you don't eat my oatmeal.
I don't like when they put, like, capers on things.
I love capers.
Capers is
they feel unnecessary.
It depends
on everything.
I have a giant tub of capers in my refrigerator right now.
It's always on things that I'm like, why did you do this? Like, why?
Well, and it seems like it's people use it as an unnecessary garnish to try and add like visual.
It's to impress people.
Exactly.
So the first time I
rosemary is the same way for me.
I realized capers are great to add in place of dill relish, or anything you would use dill in. If you don't have fresh dill, use capers, and it adds the same
rind
flavor.
Same
flavor,
yeah. All right.
But it actually will bring something. And what were we supposed to talk about? Nerdy shit.
I don't know.
I was talking about food the whole time.
I threw out a gauntlet.
You don't like pickles?
I hate pickles.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's the one.
I'm with you on that. I hate pickles.
I love pickles.
Something that you might love this week. We've been talking about it for long enough, and it is finally here.
That's a statement I won't say when I'm in Japan.
Oh, no, which one are we talking about?
Crisis.
All right.
Crisis starts, well, actually, when we record, the first episode will air tonight with Supergirl.
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
They have had so many teasers as far
as... So much build-up.
Oh, my God. This has been in the works for, what, 5 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Is this a DC thing?
It's a
crossover of, like, every TV show they've ever done. So it's like some of it looks really good. Some of it looks a little ridiculous. Where they have the '90s Flash guy, he comes back, but he's not dressed like.
John Wesley Shipp is in his original Flash.
Yeah, and that was the thing is he's not dressed like Golden Age Flash like usually is in that show. They're like, no, we're gonna put him in the shitty '90s suit. It's so funny.
So he's back in that suit, but. It's not limited to just the current CW. We're going back to Smallville.
Yeah, they brought the Smallville Clark Kent back.
Yeah, Tom Welling is coming back. I think Lois Lane, who played the mom to Supergirl in the new Supergirl series,
is coming back as Lois Lane, but also Supergirl's mom. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's fucking...
This is going to either be one of the coolest... episodic moments ever, or the worst train wreck.
This is how I feel every time you guys are all like, oh man, the Doctor Who Christmas special. Like, this is how I feel about that. Every year you guys talk about the Doctor Who Christmas special, and this is the face that I get. And so now you put this mindset around what I'm experiencing.
Well, you don't have to worry. There is no Doctor Who special.
That's because John Hurt is dead.
But there is a Doctor Who New Year's Day special.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Why
are
they doing the New Year's Day special and not Christmas? Like,
I have no idea. I think the new producers are like, fuck you, we're breaking the rules. We suck. We have no idea what the fuck we're doing.
All right. Do you see the face? Do you see the CW all-encompassing crossover face that's happening now?
You know, they're Kevin Conroy live-action Batman, and he said if they do a Batman Beyond movie, he wants to play Bruce Wayne again. And he's like, I'll do it.
It looks like, so from Kingdom Come, it looks like the harness that Bruce Wayne wears out of that.
Yeah, because he probably got his fucking spine broken and his neck broken.
Well, I mean, he's an old man at this point.
I was going to say, so he's in like a cybernetic suit, and they're like, Bruce? And I'm like, okay, yeah, we're doing this thing.
And Kingdom Come by far is one of my most favorite DC stories.
Yeah.
It's the heroes are old, they should retire, and the new young bucks are coming
in. Yeah, you've been watching Watchmen too much.
No, Watchmen is an entirely different animal. Watchmen, in fact, Brett Leader 1 and I had this huge conversation because someone tried to compare Umbrella Academy to Watchmen.
Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now.
And don't do it because they're you can't.
I can.
Well, Watchmen is taking a new direction with characters we have no idea about and teasing characters that we're familiar with.
Literary comparisons is something I can do. I can do it.
Where Umbrella Academy is pulling directly from the text with characters that we know the story, we have a firm grasp on what we're dealing with.
I'm pretty sure if you like Umbrella Academy, you have a firm grasp on nothing.
Oh, I liked Umbrella Academy.
I liked Umbrella
Academy.
You're
ridiculous anyway.
That's true.
So we can't compare those.
I can't.
She's got a PowerPoint.
She does. She always has a PowerPoint.
It's on my phone. Where's my phone?
So Crisis starts tonight with Supergirl.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's the one thing I've been trying to figure out. How do you watch this? Because a lot of their crossovers...
Usually on my
Yeah. It's on different shows.
Popcorn.
Yes.
So we have to watch Supergirl for the first episode.
Correct.
Then I'm guessing it goes to Flash, and then Arrow.
Oh, this is just...
And then Batgirl,
A horrible marketing strategy.
And it's like, man, I just want it...
Well, I don't know, because tonight only Supergirl is on. Batwoman isn't on.
Okay.
And then Monday night is typically Black Lightning.
Right.
Just gonna
Right, because he's part of this now, too.
He's part of it
now.
This
is the first time he's been crossed over.
Yes.
Just fill up your DVR. That's what they're hoping to do.
That's exactly... And that's my thing, is I'm just going to wait until it's on... Because I know they'll put it on, like, a DVD box thing.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a commemorative edition.
I'm hoping that it's all in, like,
one big thing.
I just want it to be in one spot so I can watch it all at once. Because I don't want to have to sit there and go, okay, well, I watched Supergirl. Fuck, the other thing's on a different channel. Like,
yeah.
I mean, most of them are on CW, but not all of them.
No, all of them are on CW.
Are they all? I didn't think Batgirl was, or
no,
Batwoman was.
Batwoman's usually later on Sunday.
Different nights, and they're always mucking with the schedule.
Yeah, because they can't agree. It's like, we can't just do back-to-back DC. It's like, okay, well, you know, Monday is Supergirl, and then Tuesday is Flash and Black Lightning, right?
No, Flash and Arrow is on Wednesday.
Okay,
so Flash and Arrow on Wednesday.
Black Lightning's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thursday?
No, Batwoman... Well, Batwoman may be this Saturday. I don't know.
Dude,
the schedule's all screwed up.
That's why I don't understand. It's like they made this so difficult.
This is why Firefly was canceled.
Oof. That's the almost exact reason.
Wow, it is exactly.
Yeah, because they kept pushing it to different weird slots.
Because you couldn't figure out the schedule, so you couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if this is the... If Arrow ends at the end of this, if we see more shows after this, do we get, like, the victory lap?
Supposedly Arrow's done.
It's DC, nothing.
Flash will continue on.
Flash continues on, but I know all of them go on hiatus, and none of them come back until after January.
I thought Flash had one more episode before it goes on hiatus.
A follow-up? Ooh.
I don't know. I thought
a post-crisis?
I thought they were the only ones who were going to, but Flash has this weird thing where because... And all the DC shows do this, where... It's almost as if that whole crossover never happened. Yeah, because they never mention it again, and they just go right back into their respective, like, oh, this is what we were doing before, like, we're still fighting this villain. There's only, like, one time where it really was like, okay, all that shit happened, we're done now we can go back to this thing, and then somebody got killed at the end of one episode, and it's a whole fucking thing, man.
It's TGIF. It was the year that
there used to be Ruby Tuesdays.
No, TGIF.
No, she's talking about the ABC.
Oh yeah.
And they did the Sabrina the Teenage Witch in Salem. Did a weird dimensional spell wrong and went through all the shows that night.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's cool.
Do you not remember this?
No.
See, that's
this
how you do a neat crossover.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was around the same time that they were doing musical episodes of everything.
Oh my God, the Buffy the Vampire
is my favorite one.
That's my favorite.
But like that evening, like every show that was on that night had a musical number.
Did it really?
Yeah.
See, and that would be better than this. Like I'm excited for Crisis.
That was
because
also CW.
Yeah.
It was the WB, but it's the same channel.
Yeah.
It's the same channel.
I'm excited that they're doing Crisis. I just wish they would make it like a mini thing,
accessible?
Like a different, a separate thing.
Like making it!
Well, think about like, they could do like a mini series instead of like, hey, you have to watch each individual show. Instead, why don't you just put Crisis on, you know, one night a week? And just call it Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
So season two of Making It is doing something like that.
Go on.
Crisis on Infinite.
No.
Are they getting all the people from Parks and Rec on?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God. Yes.
No,
Andy Dwyer shows up.
The scheduling that he's talking about, the way that it's like a mini thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So season one, they did like they always do with elimination shows. They did it like Thursday nights. We tune in for the new episode, and this time they've been airing it. Days in a row.
Yeah.
And it's like they're doing 2 weeks, and so like last week it was Monday through Thursday, and then it'll be Monday through Thursday again this next week, and that's it, the end.
And if you put out a schedule for that, and you just say, oh, instead of like our normal time
and
slots, Monday through Thursday is going to be Crisis on Infinite Earths.
And
you tune in at 7 o'clock, it's 7 o'clock every goddamn night from Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
that's the show, and you don't put out, you know, oh, I don't have to look for Legends of Tomorrow. I don't have to look out for, you know, Batwoman. And I just Monday through Thursday
just
is crisis.
Just make it like an advent calendar and market it that way.
Yeah.
Well, and I think...
the 5 days of crisis.
I think the CW is...
25 days of crisis.
25 days of crisis! He's awesome! That's a great idea!
Merry crisis.
Merry crisis.
I thought that's what he was saying the first time.
I honestly think that the CW... overthought this.
Yes.
I think that they were trying to keep it secretive. They're trying to build up hype at the same time. They don't want to spoil. They're trying to be like Marvel, but failed yet again.
At least this is better than their movies. Although Wonder Woman dropped a new trailer today and it looks pretty decent.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, that's another conversation. But it's like, they're trying to... Yeah, you're right. They're trying to pull a Marvel and it's just not working out.
It's not working.
And they need to just...
I haven't seen it.
Figure it out, DC.
Damn it.
I've heard the preview, but I haven't seen it. Somebody played it while I was listening to my book.
Gee, I wonder who that was.
You asshole.
Bastard.
You asshole.
Figgis. Stop watching Wonder Woman.
It wasn't even like a, oh, you should pause and look at this. It was just, I'm going to play this over your thing.
I was swept up in the moment.
Well, I'm going to be watching a certain trailer at work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll see how, we'll talk about that too. Maybe. Speaking of watching, the director of John Wick shoots this epic snowball fight on his iPhone. Not only am I impressed with the quality off of an iPhone, the snowball fight is fucking awesome with these kids.
I totally felt the sexual tension between them at the end.
Yes.
Like there was this moment where the nerdy kid dive bombs and saves her, and she looks across the way, and he looks at her, and there's this moment of, it's like, it's worse than that Peter Pan thing from the early aughts, and it was like, whoa, that is just too much sexual tension.
For kids?
And then she dive bombs after, and I'm just like, I love this!
That's funny.
I don't watch commercials. What are we talking about?
Oh, is it? It's a commercial?
Yeah.
Well, actually, an iPhone commercial?
Actually, out of That's it, they do a behind the scenes, which is actually more entertaining than the snowball fight. It is. They show him with the gear, and it's like face. It's basically a handhold with the iPhone stuck in this rig, and it's got a cable coming out of it to the recorder, and it's very impressive.
Serious face with your phone. It's just no.
Well, and that's the funny thing is like you can't. He's got like, they've got big serious camera rigs, and it's just a fucking iPhone.
It's just an iPhone.
The serious face, seriously. Selfie stick, seriously.
Granted, iPhone's got some real quality.
Hashtag selfie stick serious.
You know, it's a high quality camera for, you know, paying $1,000 for your phone, you at least get a high quality camera. Like,
I mean, yeah, but I'd rather have I would like a good phone, a high quality phone than today's standards quality phone.
Yes.
That doesn't cost more than my computer.
Well, and that's the thing is I know it's because it's Apple and it's a brand, but it's like I don't understand why we're paying $800 for a phone still.
But it's still only gonna last me 2 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're still paying on that phone when you get the new one.
Yeah, it's like my PC I paid probably $600 for, and it runs better than my phone usually.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I'm like, I don't understand why we're still paying for quality.
I can get a really great computer for a little over a grand.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend the same on my phone.
No, exactly.
I need to.
Like, if I'm going to put this in my pocket and it's going to have less processing power, I don't want to pay that.
I can get a smart TV.
Yeah.
For $800.
Yeah.
So David Lynch is the brains behind this, and of course the director behind John Wick and Deadpool 2. It's a 90-second ad, really, but it's called Snow Brawl. It's worth watching. These kids and how they shot this.
Okay, first of all,
I wish.
I love commercials. Commercials are hilariously fun to watch.
They are getting better.
They've always been.
I wish it would actually snow like this so that we could have a snowball fight. I haven't seen snow like this.
Go to Canada! Go to Canada and enjoy the flurries and the meth.
Go.
I was gonna say, it snows a fuck ton there.
It comes in maple flavor.
Oh my god, maple flavored snow?
No, maple flavored meth, you ass.
Well, I was gonna say. So, fun fact about the snow thing, there's actually a thing in Canada where they take maple syrup and they put it in the snow.
Yeah, it's called a snow cone.
Gosh. Did you take a page from Ryan Reynolds' Snark or something?
Somebody just really doesn't fucking like Canada.
Okay, first of all.
Fuck Canada! No, I'm just kidding.
First of all, snow cone is chipped ice to the point where it's snow. Yeah. It's buried ice with a flavored syrup poured over it.
Yeah.
Maple syrup.
Yeah!
It's usually not maple, but it's fine. If somebody had me a maple syrup Chris Snow Crown, I'd be like, the fuck are you doing?
So
what is this?
What happens is you do the same thing with a simple syrup caramel sauce where you burn the sugar just this side. You don't add any dairy to it, so it's not a caramel sauce.
Whoa.
But you're burning the sugar, and then you put it in over ice or something cold to freeze it, and you get the same effect that they're going for with their precious fucking maple syrup.
Yeah, but the maple's better.
Isn't maple kind of maple? I mean,
I love maple syrup.
It's just like they're just so proud of it. It's like there's nothing else there.
I mean, they do have a lot of maple.
It probably has a leaf on it. I don't know what you want from those poor people.
Yeah.
Some common decency.
they've got better health care than we do.
That's true.
That's your point.
That is true.
And they need it for their teeth.
Yeah, if only they would listen.
Sexism and wife beating.
Yeah, but Tim Hortons is fucking great.
All right. Ryan Reynolds is fucking great. We can forgive him as Canadian.
Yes.
Exactly.
But I know I'm a horrible racist when it comes to Canada. I recognize my shortcomings. Just going to have to deal with it.
Fucking snowballs.
Wouldn't that make you a xenophobist, not a racist?
I guess.
No, I hate them based on something they can't help. They're born that way.
They're born Canadian.
Born this way.
That's
get, oh my god.
That's the border I want to close. Okay.
That took me a second.
Also, in other trailers that speaking of trailers. Lost in Space season 2. The trailer landed.
Didn't really like the first season.
You really didn't? I loved the first season.
I know. Like, everybody's like, why?
I think you're the only person who's excited about it.
I think so.
You're the only person I've ever talked to who's like, man, I fucking love Lost in Space.
I thought the show was great.
The what? What movie? What show? What are we talking about?
Yeah, everybody's like, why?
That's why they're really... So? I think it flew under the radar. It's not really one of their mainstream shows that I think they were really banking on. I don't know, man. I didn't like it.
They dumped a lot of money into this thing.
Yeah, they sure did, and they're still dumping money into it, and I don't understand why.
All that Marvel stuff.
they had the money, and now it's gone.
They've got no income.
Well, that's the thing. Is like they're trying to find something that's good, but I don't know, man. This is boring. I did not enjoy it.
Rick, was Lost in Space boring?
Which one?
The TV show, the one on Netflix.
Not the weird movie that came out in like 2002.
The Netflix show that is on.
Yes. Okay.
You can't see his face.
He's making a face.
I heard the noise. I know the face.
Well, so the new season premieres December 24th, and I'm excited.
Oh, good, the day after my birthday.
Yeah, I'm excited for. I don't. Other I guess I'm the only
Christmas
one.
Eve, I'm like, nah, it's day after my birthday.
You'll book food.
Yeah, huh?
What?
It's your book flood.
Oh.
Other people would say
Kazoontide.
So I guess I'm the only one that cares about Lost.
You
today.
Really? I'm sorry, man. I just.
It's okay. I'm the only one who cares about Holiday Baking Championship. But
I don't think that's true.
I mean, listen. I think it was fine, but man, it just didn't grab me.
Like, why is there a season two?
Yeah.
I think Netflix is just trying to get
throwing darts at the fucking board,
man. Something going.
Because they're freaking out probably because of Disney. Like, granted, Netflix isn't going
anywhere.
I don't think
they're freaking out. I think they're just like, all right, well, let's, what do we do?
Stranger Things season 4, go.
Well, and that's the last season for Stranger Things.
Is it really?
They've announced that season 4 is it for Stranger Things.
I did not realize that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oof. I like that.
At least they're ending.
It's not the show that's going to go on forever. When there's a planned ending. I really do.
No, and that works
out
well.
Because it means they're like, okay, we have a story. We're going to finish that story.
And then,
we're done. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to move on to other projects. Because
those kids are getting a little older and it's not as whimsical anymore.
No. And we do know where David Harbour landed after he went through the wormhole at the end of Stranger Things.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
it was the Black Widow.
Mediocre Black Widow movie.
I laughed my ass.
And it's funny because he's Russian in that, and I'm like, oh no.
David Harbour with a Russian accent is just.
It's
oh no.
Man,
oh my god.
It looks rough. It's funny that they're like, hey, we're going to get him to be this like Russian Captain America, who's like out of his fucking prime.
He's
this
way
old
past
fat
it.
Russian guy who's like, we're going to drink vodka and kick ass. Like, and I'm all out the vodka. Like, that's how it feels.
It
it's
really
weird.
Is. It is.
It's, there's no, like, it has a weird tone, that movie.
It has a weird tone and
this
feel.
This Black,
movie,
Widow.
Black Widow. The Black Widow trailer landed.
Yeah.
And Harper's in
there. You know how DC wishes that they were Marvel? There's moments where I think Marvel wishes that they were woke.
It's and this trailer doesn't even, it's not even that. It's just
Rick just made another face.
Yeah. Oh no.
He's got that look where he's like
woke.
Well, not wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is it's like it doesn't even feel like that. It just feels like, hey, we're trying to do this cool action spy movie. But then they have moments where David Harbour puts on a bright red suit with a star in the middle of it and goes, yes, I am. It still fits after all these years. And they're like, you got fat. And it's like, what is this movie? What's happening? Who are you being?
Well, they already did a spy movie. It's called Winter Soldier.
And that's a good spy
movie. And that is a good to great spy movie. That's one of the top five of Marvel.
Yeah, because they know how to write male characters. You're gonna let a female be the lead?
Well, female and a female sister. There's two female leads.
Usually sisters are female.
Well, they may not start that way.
Usually sisters are female.
Oh dear. I'm not going down that road.
Don't go down that road, though.
It's just weird the way he goes, a female and a female sister. That's what you said.
I did.
That's why it's weird.
Okay. I did say it. But
it just doesn't. Man, there's no good tone for that movie. It's
there is
just
none.
Weird.
It feels very propagandy and
it just seems very forced and rushed is what it feels.
Yeah, they're rushing. They're rushing.
Hey!
Opa!
End the podcast now. We're not going to do any better than that.
We'll loop around again for that joke.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I just like the fact that you both groaned at me. And that's what every girl wants when she makes a joke, is for all the men to groan simultaneously. Mm.
That's how I know it's a good joke.
Yeah.
That's
my gauge.
That's my
right
gauge
there.
Of a good joke is when people go, ugh. Perfect. Feed off of that.
Yeah, I don't. Black Widow, it's weird. It's an afterthought. This film is an afterthought.
And that's the unfortunate thing is, like, I like Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow.
Yes.
I think a movie with her would be great, but man, it's not this one.
No.
It's not. And what the trailer's just so weird. Like,
everything feels weird after Endgame.
Yeah, because she's dead. Like, they killed her off.
She's done.
And everything is, right now, the theme of all the comic book things are, we're going back in time. Mm-hmm. And we're in a different time.
That's what I'm worried about, is that they're going to be like, this is an alternate universe where she doesn't die.
No,
we're going to pull her back.
Going back to the 80s and the Cold War, and Wonder Woman takes place in the 80s and everything.
At least this one's kind of modern. It takes place like after Civil War, right? It's like after, like
in
between.
It's in between.
It's in between like Civil War and something and the next one.
Yeah.
So
it's right before Endgame.
Right.
So she's basically making amends. She's already been in front of Congress and made her statements and all of that. And she's
basically, we saw Endgame. We don't care. That's it.
Well, and that's it.
You put these characters.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's not even filler because we've ended the scene. We have nothing to fill.
Yeah.
We ate the turkey. Stop trying to stuff it.
If they would have released this like after Captain Marvel, like in that time frame of like, okay, so we're going to go and we're going to do a Captain Marvel. Then we're going to do a Black Widow movie, which is kind of like a prequel to everything.
And then the second Captain Marvel, because frankly, she should have had two movies.
I think that they would have lost everybody if they had pushed off Gauntlet that much more.
I don't, because comic book nerds have been around for three generations.
And we could have, I think they should have waited.
They're not going anywhere.
And maybe they wouldn't have lost.
Not going.
But they would have had to have restructured, because I still think they should have gotten another.
They would have had to have structure? Oh my god!
They had to fix
god.
Guardians, because Guardians needed fixing.
Yeah, it needed another movie.
It did. Completely. And I guess you could.
I'm still with you that we needed a movie in between.
In between.
Yeah, in between.
Yeah, because it's like we went from like hey, they're these kind of goofy space pirates too. Oh, we're gonna fight God now. Like that's how it felt. It's like what happened?
That's a Return of the Jedi movie. That's a Return of the King movie. That is a third installment movie.
They didn't get their empire in
between.
There's
no empire.
They didn't get their humbling, we got our
asses. Yeah, we didn't get our humble pie.
Well, which is why it would have been perfect if Guardians 2 would have come out after...
Even Thor had
after Endgame.
Had a humble pie.
Because it's like, if it would have come out after Endgame, it would have been like, okay, so we got our asses handed to us, we're not the high and mighty Guardians of the Galaxy we thought we were, now we're going to go fight a living planet, which is something that's still out of our element, but we can handle this one,
I feel like they almost needed a Firefly Empire, something in between the big epic where we're going with these characters, mm-hmm. and the goofy we're having a grand old time making amok in space characters.
We went from again goofy space pirates to we're gonna go kill.
Yeah.
Well, and
it's weird.
It is weird.
It's a weird leap.
I think if they would have kept with the crazy running amok, okay, we just got our asses handed to us because we need to pull our shit together.
Well, and definitely
tie it up at the end of that.
Would have set up the whole Gamora sister relationship thing, because we're just thrown into that everybody's having a family crisis in that movie. Everybody is at the peak of their family issues in that movie, and we went from we're going to be the Guardians of the Galaxy to full on, we're all having crisis.
We're in therapy.
Yeah.
And Drax is, Guardians of the therapy couch.
Drax had his nipple problem in that movie, man. That's one of my favorites.
My nipples!
Like, every single thing. Like, they make my nipples uncomfortable. Like, Drax is a golden child in those movies. And I'm glad they brought him back. And
it's worth it. Speaking of trailers, the Wonder Woman 84, which is so 80s. Oh, my God. That trailer is...
They're sucking that nostalgia nipple again.
Wow. They are milking it hard.
Hard. And I'm kind of fine with it, because
Chris Pine is in a fanny pack.
Why is he there? He was dead.
He
was dead. He was dead at the end of World War II? Like, World War One.
He
was even
dead.
Older.
Yes.
He died.
We've established that it's actually World War One, despite that they wrote it like they were Nazis.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. But it is the end of World War One.
It is World War One, because they have like balloons and shit.
And balloons. Trench warfare is more.
But they
World
act
War
like
one.
Nazis, and it's weird.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I still think he's the Green Lantern, and they're just not going to reveal it till the end of the movie.
Oh, please don't tell me that.
Yeah, he's Green Lantern. That's how he survived. How do you think he survived all this time?
Oh, fuck.
No, imagine. Oh, my God. That's the bomb they're going to drop on us. And he's going to lose his goddamn mind.
I don't know what you're saying, but I love it.
Yeah.
I hope you're lying.
It's just because he's upset.
I love that you're lying, but I don't care. I'm so happy.
That's what they're going to do. That's what's in the fanny pack is the ring.
He's absolutely peeling his face off.
That's what's in the fanny pack.
You're having a Red Skull moment.
That's what I thought whenever they're like, hey, it's Chris Pine. I'm like, oh, he's fucking Green Lantern. There's no other way. There's no other way that he would have survived this.
Oh,
storm.
Fuck you and the ring you rode in on. Yeah, no way.
It's going to be like flashback as the plane's crashing. There's going to be a green light and he's just going to disappear. And we're going to be like, and that's going to be the end of the movie.
And the next time Ryan Reynolds comes anywhere near Chris Pine on film, they're going to just have that out.
Oh, my God. Fucking hell. Oh, man. It'd be funny.
And the podcast there.
Imagine if Ryan Reynolds is the one who saves him from the plane.
Yes. Just cleaning up the timeline.
Nope, this is what's happening. They're going to use Wonder Woman as this weird catalyst to clean up the timelines. Ryan Reynolds saves Chris Pine.
Yay.
He's typing angrily.
Yeah.
Oh, he's definitely Green Lantern.
Yeah.
You know it, I know it. That's why you're mad about it, because you know it's...
You know, and I didn't think about it until you just said it, and it just connected all of the fucking
dots. It's awful.
Dots.
It's awful. It's one of those DC where you gotta shoehorn things in.
Fanny packs are back, you know.
Fanny
packs do not need to be back. I didn't say they needed to be back, said they
God,
are.
Oh my God, my voice is... 3 octaves too high.
I got upset about the
God damn
He's
it.
He's upset about Green Lantern fanny pack, okay?
Fanny
it's going to be on the Green Lantern suit is the fanny pack.
Oh, fucking hell. The hell you say.
Okay, first of all, totally new cosplay idea.
You know what? I'm going to cosplay as just fanny pack Chris Pine.
Yay!
And then stare at trash cans and be like, is this art?
What?
That's part of the trailer.
That's part of the trailer.
Oh.
Yeah, they're in an art museum. She's like, everything around here is art. And he looks at
Fuck
the trash. He looks at the trash can.
Even Kristen Wiig is oddly placed in this trailer.
I don't know. I kind of like her as like they're like, oh, she might be a bad guy. You don't know.
We don't know.
I kind of like that because
where she's supposed to be Cheetah.
How we always feel about Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Maybe. Like in real life, that she might just be a bad guy.
She's secretly a super villain.
I meant in every role she's played, like every Saturday Night Live sketch. She's just like, yeah, she might be the bad guy.
Yeah, I like her. I think she's funny. Weird placement for her in this movie.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of having somebody really off-putting as the bad guy because it kind of makes sense.
I mean, and I don't know if we're seeing the Amazon. Games or
who is she supposed to be, Kristen Wiig?
I think she's supposed to be Cheetah.
Weird, super weird, but okay.
If the storyline goes according to comics,
Thundercats in now.
No, she's an archaeologist and she ends up.
Sorry, go on.
She's Chitara.
No, I need this. I need this movie.
She's an archaeologist that ends up discovering, like, the Temple of the Cheetah and inherits the
Temple
powers.
The Temple of the Cheetah! I know, comic books are weird.
DC is stupid.
You know, and it's like, what's her fucking name in Suicide Squad? The witch.
Yeah.
Raven?
Yeah. No, it's Scarlet Witch.
It's not Scarlet Witch. It's almost Scarlet Witch.
It's almost Scarlet Witch.
Fucking Bog Witch, whatever her name is in
Yeah, the one
I can't think of her name.
Like the mask
fucking Dr. Moon.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Witch.
Yeah.
No, Witch Doctor. No.
Dr. Fate?
don't correct me.
Don't
like
bring him into this.
Don't correct me like I'm the one.
He's getting his own solo
shit.
Movie, allegedly.
It's allegedly.
But no, it's like that where it's like she discovered the Temple of the Cheetah and they're trying to make it serious and I'm like, don't make it serious. Make this as ridiculous as it sounds.
And there are some great moments. It looks action-packed. I don't think that they've got lightning in a bottle.
Are we going to see her in cheetah print? This is my real question.
It's DC. There's never lightning in the bottle. Wonder Woman was like...
I don't know. Shazam was
like,
pretty good.
Shazam was pretty good.
Was it?
Shazam is one of the only DC movies that I actually walked out of going, you know what? I had fun. That and Aquaman, weirdly enough, it's bad, but it's just one of those, like... comes full circle. It's so garbage that I actually had a lot of fun watching.
Well, it's
it.
Just like every
just because Momoa is so likable.
He is so likable. I mean, it's like every major scene is written by a different writer.
That's I was gonna say. Like, that is how Aquaman feels.
It's just disjointed.
It's weird.
Spaghetti
I love
Western
it. I love it. Where it's like, you know, all of a sudden we're trying to fight these giant sea monsters, and then it's like, yeah, but what if there was like a temple under the water that you had to go to and go on this big adventure, and you're in the desert for some reason?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, how did we get
here? We're in the mummy now?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what they do that. They go, they like jump out of an airplane and they're in the desert.
But
and
they're
they,
underwater.
But it becomes underwater in the desert. It's so weird. I love it.
And red checks.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
get that. Supposedly, the new Suicide Squad movie with James Gunn is also supposed to be. Yeah, people have high hopes for that one too. So.
No, I have no hopes.
No, you don't have high hopes for that?
No hopes for that at all.
Can't imagine why.
Ewan McGregor! Why?
No, that's the Harley Quinn movie.
That's
different.
Yeah, that's different.
Is that the same thing?
No.
And the podcast.
Unfortunately, the Harley Quinn animated show that's on DC Direct is actually.
You can't do that while I'm drinking!
I know. That's how I did it on purpose.
Fuck you, I have bubbles in my nose.
Yay! Achievement points. The Harley Quinn...
Thank you. The real achievement.
The Harley Quinn animated on DC Direct is actually a hit. Everyone's saying how great this is. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, what's her name? Who's Kaylee Cuoco or whatever the
fuck
her name
is? Yeah, from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, she's Harley Quinn, and I'm like, that's weird. Weird choice, but
it
the trailer
works.
Looks funny. Yeah.
The one with the squeaky voice?
No, the
bombshell. That would actually, I want that one now. Because I like her.
She's cute.
Yeah.
No, it's the other blonde.
The other
the
blonde.
The progressive chick?
Yes. No.
Oh, Priceline. Yeah, she
yeah,
was.
Priceline.
Yeah, because she took over for Shatner.
Yeah, she plays
Shatner's
daughter.
To, yeah, I was going to say. And I'm like.
Because commercials are the new soap opera, and I love
them. Yeah, and then she took over, and William Shatner just left, and we're all like.
Where did he go?
What happened
to Canada!
Joke?
He yeah. went to Canada!
Doesn't he live there?
Yeah,
he Canadian?
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Oh, my God. Moving on. The Foundation
book. Oh, you don't want to talk about the other movie that relates to 1984?
Oh, God. So we've been teased, tormented, and otherwise played with violently on the precipice of stupidity.
We're getting blue-balled, man.
That there will be a Ghostbusters trailer on Monday. Now, whether or not this happens or not...
It'll be out whenever the podcast is.
They have yeah. they have trailers for trailers now? Oh.
You know, that's what the weird thing
oh,
is.
Oh, the weird Canadian writer is trying to recapture his youth.
Because they teased the trailer for the trailer. Because they did this with Wonder Woman.
Oh, well, they do that. All movies do that now.
And now it's like
Ghostbusters. All the big motion pictures do that. Star Wars has done that now. Wonder Woman did that. James Bond did that. They drop like, oh, we're dropping the trailer tomorrow. And it's like, fucking just give us the trailer.
Yeah. We
don't jerk me around here.
Just fuck off.
Yeah.
And so Jason Reitman, who is directing this, teased some pictures with Paul Rudd, the Ecto in the cornfield, and a couple of other interesting pictures of what to expect for the new Ghostbusters trailer, which,
yeah,
again, I'll believe it when I see it. I've been down this fucking road before,
man,
and I'm not buying it.
My whole thing is, at least from the stills they released, the one with Finn Wolfhard opening the barn door. Somebody said it the best, and I 100% agree. Where it's like, that still alone has better tone than the 2016 one did. Because now here's the thing, the 2016 movie is a cartoon, and that's my whole thing with it.
Don't open that can of worms.
It's not for me.
Don't
it's not a movie for me. I don't want to watch it. I don't care.
Don't open that can of worms.
Whatever. It's not for me. I like the new...
I know, it's not for your Y chromosome.
Exactly, so I don't care about it.
I know, you
it.
Want to go back to the sexism in the original and the horrible, creepy date rapey that Bill Murray is pulling off the entire franchise.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I had a conversation about the trailer tease the other night, and everyone is just like, well, what do you think? And I was like, well, it depends on what the gatekeeping, mouth-breathing nerds say.
Dude.
Because... I'm
so sick of it.
They're pissed off about the lights are incorrect.
Yeah,
the
taillights are wrong. The ladder's on the wrong side. Who fucking cares?
I do.
Can I just watch a movie?
Yeah. I
don't know. I mean, apparently not, because you know, girls are Ghostbusters. That's a problem.
That's not the issue.
That's not the issue.
I just didn't like the movie.
I
cannot like movies. Like, just didn't like that one.
So I don't know what to expect. If, for all we know, it could be another, 10-second tease
yeah.
with the Ecto in the garage, or we just see the Ecto blazing through a cornfield.
That's probably all it's going to be.
And that's all it's going to be.
That's all they're going to do.
And I'm going to laugh my ass off. I'll be like, okay, you win.
Yeah.
You suckered everybody in.
What if that's just the movie? Like, they're not actually making a new movie, they're just making previews.
Like
that's the future, man.
That
like,
is.
Like,
that's
yeah.
the future. We don't even get movies anymore.
Yeah, it's just like
just
a,
trailers.
Like, fan mini art installments, and they're not even a story anymore.
Ooh, artsy.
It is. I like that.
It's just camera.
Is that
it's
trash
for an hour, hour and a half. It's just camera shots.
It's just
no dialogue.
It's just commercials.
And then the entire nerdverse is just lit on fire with arguments of what did that picture mean? Well, I honestly think this could
be. Oh, yeah. it's a still, man. We can't glean anything off of the still. Like...
Actually.
Moving on.
Red Arrow.
The Isaac Asimov series Foundation is being adapted for Apple TV, which I'm curious.
I'm curious about Apple TV because they actually look like they have done what Netflix was doing before Disney pulled the Marvel rights out from under them, which is actually. They look
make
like,
their own content?
Well, they're making their own content, but they actually look like they're trying to make quality content.
Right. Because they're setting them up for 5 series off of this, and at least these books are finished.
I just don't want to buy another streaming service.
No, I agree. I won't. I won't.
Yeah, because I saw the trailers and stuff, and it looks interesting, but it's another one that I'm like, how many of the... Do I buy cable? Like,
yeah,
what do
exactly,
I do?
Exactly.
Like,
well, you can't even buy cable. I mean, even you're down to basically. As I was at Target the other night, the Roku sticks. I mean, this is basically what we're down to.
Yeah, you have to buy one of those, and then you have
and
to
then just load it up with whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like having my Xbox plugged in, because it's like my Xbox is basically that.
Yeah.
Where it's like I realized I went into like my media section on that, and I have like. I shouldn't have 8 different apps for different things. I'm like, can I?
No, that's what the streaming service is supposed to be, is that I open up this and I stream.
And everything should be one.
Exactly.
I wish there was like
when
a bundle.
I have my library card and I go into the library and I get all the things
and
right there.
Books there? What?
And you know, it's almost like.
But it's all in one spot.
If
I go to one stop.
If they had like a cable network. That would have.
Fuck off. That's what it's becoming, man.
I have the library app on my phone, and I open up the library app, and all my libraries are there digitally.
It's amazing. I've never read this series by Asimov.
Why are you looking at me?
Because if anyone at this table that may, air quotes, may have read this, it would be you.
That's accurate.
No.
Jokes on you, I can't read.
So I do own most of the. I do own the entire.
Well.
I do own the entire Asimov collection. Isaac Asimov is a brilliant contributor to the written word.
He is. He's absolutely.
And
brilliant.
He is. There are writers who do things, and we go, oh, that was a brilliant thing that they did. Asimov is absolutely, legitimately, on the Richter scale. I know what I said. Brilliant. he's groundbreaking.
It took me a second. I was like, oh, I get it. Groundbreaking.
Yeah, he's groundbreaking. But when Asimov was writing sci-fi was geared towards people with penises, and girls weren't really allowed. And it's a big turnoff, so I've read very little Asimov. It's kind of the same way I feel about most sci-fi from pre-90s, honestly.
Yeah, a lot of the 70s, 80s stuff is...
Yeah, that stuff is very...
There's
a lot of dick swinging.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll give you that. Like, a lot of it's good, but it is a lot of that.
It's not even just the content of dick swinging, although that's so right there. Like, there's a lot of dick swinging going in the content, but... The people who read it are also some of the biggest dick swinging asshole gatekeepers you will ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
I love how he shrugs, like, "Yeah, well, I have shortcomings. You hate Canada.
I got no argument. I can't argue.
So,
I mean, and I'm with you because, and we talked about this off mic as far as why I don't like the Lord of the Rings novelization.
We were talking about that. It's very dated.
It's very long-winded.
But fantasy
was different then.
Well, yeah, and it's different now. But fantasy was more approachable for me as a female back in the day. So I know more about fantasy and have indulged in the dated stuff more. Sci-fi, I have never really felt the urge to, except in the last 5 years I've been like, oh yeah, sci-fi, I can totally get into this.
And I don't know if iRobot was necessarily a hit with Will Smith, which is...
Well, that movie is not what Asimov wrote.
No.
Just
it's
like every
not.
Will Smith Asimov movie is very... They're vampires. I Am Legend?
And I Legend?
They're vampires.
Yeah.
And that one I've read. That one I've read.
Isn't that Matheson?
No, that's Asimov.
I don't actually know.
Okay. I will defer to you because I'm not 100% sure. I thought that was Matheson. I Am Legend.
I'm pretty sure it's from the same book of short stories as I Am Robot, but I will check. I'll check my work.
Cite your sources, damn it.
Wikipedia doesn't count.
It does count.
I'm curious to see how this goes. And it may be enlightening. It may be great. I'm sure, I know, we will see more.
I just probably will never
pushes,
see it because
I'm
not getting Apple streaming.
Yeah, I'm not
no.
getting that's,
no.
that's the big problem is I'm not getting another streaming service.
Yeah.
So
I canceled Hulu because I got Disney Plus because I'm like, I don't.
No, you can't. Why are you, why would you ever have more than 3?
Yeah, that's my thing. It starts adding up and I'm like, well, I kind of want DC because some of the stuff they've been putting out, but There's only like two shows and it's not worth it.
Nope.
With Apple TV, that's the only thing I know that's on there.
Yeah, Apple TV, yeah. I mean, if they add more content,
no, wait,
sure.
Didn't that one that, like, the Star Trek series that you had to pay for?
Oh, fucking CBS.
CBS.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix now.
Is it?
Shut up.
No way.
Oh, fucking hell. All right, I'm going to have to look, because I didn't see it when I looked at Netflix this week.
Well, that was what I was saying, is I'm like, eventually it's all going to come to, like, one
Netflix.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all going to come to, you're like, I'll wait to watch The Mandalorian when it's on Netflix.
Yeah,
so
I know, I totally said that on air, and I still
So if Discovery is on Netflix, I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, it's Discovery? Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. I've been wrong before.
Whatever. Either way, it'd be funny.
It would be funny. Speaking of Netflix, Lock and Key is going to be premiering in February, which is based off of the Joe Hill comic book
of the same name,
which is fucking awesome. February 7th is when this lands.
I finally started reading Lock and Key.
Oh my
god,
it is so... The first one is great. I really love the premise.
Mm-hmm.
I love Key House. I love all of it.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see how scary and how in-depth they get with it.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, because we've talked about this in the past of, like, I think TV shows and stuff are not afraid to get as weird, because I've been watching His Dark Materials.
Oh my god, no spoilers.
No spoilers. It's good, and it's one of those that, like, they're not afraid to get, like, dive into the books and actually go, hey,
they have the room. They have
yeah,
the elbow room.
Exactly. They have the time, they have the room, they have the budget to be able to do some of the weirder shit. And they do extremely well, and I'm happy that more shows are starting to get into, well, we can take that material that's super strange and super weird and do it.
The fact that what I'm excited to see is they are tackling it. They
mm-hmm.
are taking on, because The Boys, gritty,
yeah,
gruesome. I mean, just
a little,
no.
sometimes a little too fucked up. They're very fucked up. They have this line and they cross it. They like put a pinky toe over and they go, oh, and then they put the whole foot over
yeah.
and then they just jump over and I'm just like, yes. Maybe rein it back a little bit, but
and I even think Garth Ennis, when he wrote this, I know it was from the premise of absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
And you see that in the show, but
mm-hmm.
It's not subtle. It is so over the top.
Yeah.
But at the same point, I am thoroughly engaged and entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't like it.
I feel like it's a great example of not trusting your audience.
Maybe.
How do you mean?
Exactly what you're talking about, pushing the line.
Yeah.
In the sense of, you do not trust your audience to recognize that the shit that I'm going to talk about is really that big a deal. This isn't really that horrifying, so I have to make it more horrifying.
Yeah.
Wait, no. I'm going to make it even more horrifying.
Yeah,
wait, we're really going to make it horrifying. No, you don't understand. We're going to show the raping. And it's like, you're not trusting your audience to have a the correct reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make it that much bigger. And it ends up being the drunk Chad at the bar having a pissing contest of, "My name's Big Bad Guy!"
I still enjoy it, but I get what you're saying, absolutely.
And so it's not that the content and the point isn't valid, it's the method of writing feels like you didn't trust your audience.
Yeah,
well,
really go a little too far.
Sometimes
yeah.
I think, though, I know what you're saying, and 2 points I agree, but sometimes I think to maybe they just want to drive the point home. They don't want to leave anything up.
Oh, don't worry, Bombshell's going to do that.
Bomb?
The movie about the Fox News scandal. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Reality will set in, and
yeah.
Your superhero stories start to sound so lame.
This sounds like fiction. Oh, wait, no.
No, this was 2018.
So Lock and Key coming. I think it's a very unique exploration of the human psyche,
mm-hmm.
especially when you dive into the mythos of the keys and their functionality.
That's
and
what Lock and Get used to be.
Yeah. I could see there are some similarities.
That's what I loved about it.
Mm-hmm. And where, you know, you explore the human side through the environment, Lock and Key takes that to an extra dimensional level. So it's
mm-hmm.
very unique in that way.
Why?
It, So you basically, you literally can open up your head and pour things in so that you gain the knowledge.
It's weird, man.
It's really
it's
weird.
And I love it.
There's one key that you can use to open up a door.
To rule them all!
There is a key that
did
rules
you
them
see,
all.
Did you see the 12 Days of Christmas lyrics spoof to the Lord of the Rings?
No.
No.
Oh, get on it.
Yeah, send that to me.
Oh.
We'll put that up on his... as a moment of geek.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's one key that you can use to open up a door, and when you walk through, just your spirit goes. Your body stays right there at the door frame.
Oh, that's weird. I love it.
So there are some really...
Very yeah. being John Malkovich.
It's parts of it, yes. Especially when they dive... I won't even give more away.
Again, it's one of those that, like, I'm really happy they're diving into the weird and the like... Hey, how weird can we make this and still have people watch?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's pretty far, and people are like, no, I'm in.
Well, when the first book lands and you deal with the creature in the well,
mm-hmm.
I'm really curious to see how they wrote that, because the first time that they shot this,
mm-hmm.
everybody ran away from it because they said the well scene is too scary.
Ooh.
And I'm like, really?
I'm in.
Yeah. So, we'll see. We won't have to wait long because this lands, what did I say, February 7th.
I was going to say.
February 7th.
February.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
Netflix?
Yep.
Nice.
You have Netflix.
Yeah.
Or somebody's.
That's the one I still have. I have that, I have Disney Plus, and I might get Crunchyroll back because I need my animes.
So, you'll be happy to hear that George Miller is already working on a franchise's next film. That franchise, of course, is... Mad Max.
Is it that Tom Hardy?
Yes.
Yay!
Tom Hardy is
That's
coming
all I care
back.
About. I liked him as Max. I think he's fucking fantastic.
I agree.
Hardy.
Let's get Mel Gibson back to kill him off.
No.
Hardy's on full. Fury Road got hung up with issues in court and who owned the rights for Mad Max. Now that all of that is cleared up.
Yeah.
Did he not own the rights?
He does own the rights.
He does now.
Okay.
Oh
man, that's weird that was a thing. It's him. So he didn't know about the rights to his movies. Nobody knows who has the rights to Friday the 13th. That's just all up in the air.
Yeah, because you've got the creators, you've got the studios, you've got who's purchased the rights in the past, and they still have contracts and producers that are sitting on them because they don't want to give them up. Because
who's on first?
There may be a thing, but
as long as I get more Tom Hardy,
he is totally on board.
And as long as I get George Miller.
Yeah.
Well, and
I want George Miller to be involved.
I want George Miller to be.
And we were talking about this the other night as well, that Fury Road, it is a visual spectacle of greatness.
Yeah.
And even though you may not have seen it in the theater, which by far was the best venue.
Three times!
As I said, I saw it the first time, I saw it the second time, I saw it the third time in black and white.
It is.
Have you not seen that version?
High?
The black and white, they released the shiny and chrome version, and they released it back in the theaters. It's actually pretty cool in black and white.
I saw it once because I wanted to see it,
mm-hmm.
and I saw it the second time because I was going to go see Inside Out, and this woman with like 12 children under the age of 5 came in.
Nope, we're watching Mad Max.
And
again.
She's like, she comes in, she's like, we need 15 for Inside Out, and I said, one for Mad Max.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm seeing Mad Max.
I think that I'm upset that I didn't see it in the theater.
Like, ever?
You didn't see it in
theaters? I didn't see it in the theaters. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it until...
Oh, that's right. You didn't see it until I made you watch it.
Yeah.
Because you're... I
fucking love that movie.
And then, oh,
it's
one
I need to buy on Blu-ray, because I don't own it.
Do not have the soundtrack in your car when you're driving through the desert.
Oh, I do constantly.
I
drive through the desert all the time.
I kind of got in a speed chase with a big rig in southern New Mexico.
God damn it, Rick.
Rick is like, stop trying to run the big rig off the road.
But the drums of war are calling.
And I was like, what? And he goes, we're just going to change the song. And I calm the way the fuck down.
Guitar Hero with flames. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
You know, and it's funny
actually, my favorite thing that I saw was a D&D reference where someone put the picture of the flaming guitar guy, and they're like, oh no, they brought a bard.
They brought a bard. They have a bard truck.
That actually is so exactly what they were doing,
yeah.
And the subtleties in that movie. I'm sorry, I cannot say enough good things about this
fucking
movie.
I love that.
This movie is so... If you do not like that movie or thought that it was just a big excuse for explosions and needless fight scenes and male testosterone, you have missed the fucking boat.
I mean, there's also great. That. That's in it, but there's other subtleties that are involved. It's
so,
great.
Like, this is how you tell a story without dialogue. This is how you tell a story without flashbacks and but everything is competent. Everything. Oh, it's so.
Yeah.
Good.
You don't need to know the backstories.
No.
They'll find out like down the road. Like.
No, they trust your audience to sit to fill in the blanks
to understand context clues.
Yes,
like,
context clues.
The brides of this guy are running away. Wonder why they're running away. Then cut to like he's walking into the room and there's just baby shit everywhere. And you're like, that's why they ran away.
They don't explain anything.
No.
Well, there's George Miller has gone on record saying there is a story behind the bard.
Well, yeah, so...
And I'm curious what the fucking story is.
They released a comic about it. He killed his... That's his mother's face. he killed his parents. He skinned
He's
them.
He's the Cooperon Pokemon.
The strings are made of his dad's intestines. And the thing on his face is his mom's face.
Oh my god.
So he's like this fucking psychotic like bass player. His parents were musicians and he murdered them.
I don't care. The explanations almost kind of ruin it.
But it's like it's such a funny like, did we need a background for this character? No. Did we get one?
I remember when this movie came out, I was still working in the bars and I would just hear all these guys whine. That he's the title character, but he's actually not the main character. He doesn't do anything.
Have you guys seen the other movies?
First of all, have you not seen the other movies?
Yeah, the only one he's the main character in is Thunderdome, and that's the worst one.
And I'm just sitting here going, like, he doesn't need to be the savior of everything.
No.
He's the catalyst of everything. That's why it's his story. Even if it's not 100% about him.
And 99% of that story, he doesn't want to be involved in that story.
Yeah,
I just wanted my car. Like,
yeah.
Mad Max has almost become the world. It's like when we say the Lord of the Rings, we're talking about Middle Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about a story like a Lord of the Rings story, or Harry Potter. We talk about the Harry Potter story. Mad Max is like that.
Yeah,
Harry Potter does not need to show up on Fantastic Beasts. We say it's in the world of Harry Potter.
You know
that
the world. Yeah.
That is what Mad Max is. It's the world. Max doesn't even need to be there.
Yeah. Well, they were going to do a Furiosa spinoff, but then I guess that didn't get greenlit, and
that got sacked.
Yeah, and that
good because we're not doing that. We're doing Max.
Yeah,
we're gonna follow him. He's the MacGuffin.
Exactly.
That leads us to
he's
the
a
next
MacGuffin.
Story.
That's a perfect way to describe him in this movie.
Yes,
he's the MacGuffin of like he just kind of shows up and he's like,
yeah.
Hey, I need water, and they're like, can you go do this? He's like, nah.
No.
Like, That's so like whimsical D&D playing setup of like there's the story going on and your character shows up and then you get pulled into what's going on, but it's not your story.
Yeah, no.
And then you leave and you go on your next quest.
Yeah.
And then you get but that's so I love this.
They're great.
He's the
Legends of the Wastes. Like
he
walks away
yeah.
and he's just gone. Like you don't know if he's real.
There's no,
nobody actually knows what he looks like.
Oh,
like,
that was the other complaint I'd hear the guys. He doesn't even kiss her. And I'm like,
why would he?
Oh my god! I think he missed the complete.
They weren't a romantic thing.
They were pissed about that.
It was like they were coworkers.
There doesn't need to be a love interest.
No.
What?
I know, crazy, right?
I know, it's amazing. This is brilliant storytelling.
It's a good movie.
George, the
Mad Max movies are great.
It is one of my favorite movies.
Come on, Tina Turner's great.
Listen, she's great in that. Mel Gibson-iest. He's got his mullet. Then like he's
first
there.
First of all, Tina Turner. No, you're just distracted by the fact that there's nothing on her hips.
That's fair.
You're just looking at those thighs.
They're pretty great.
I mean, they're glorious.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
But did you hear any dialogue she said? No, because you were looking at those glorious thighs.
Well, and then deep southern accent that she's got.
That's not what she's doing.
No.
So it sounded like she was doing.
No,
it was a bad movie. At least the first two, it's like
the first two are good, and the first one kind of is the same storytelling.
No, the first one is awful.
The first
one's
weird.
It's weird, but it's kind of like the first with this Mad Max with Fury Road. It's more picturesque storytelling.
Yeah, because he doesn't.
Yeah, but not okay. So the first Mad Max is kind of like the first Evil Dead movie, not Evil Dead 2 that we all think about when we say Evil Dead.
The original
Evil
Dead.
It's like the warm-up.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Test the waters.
I have no budget. I have no idea. I've never made a movie.
And they're Australian.
And I've got this car.
And but I want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had a car. They had a decent actor.
They had an affordable actor.
Yeah, they had an affordable actor. That's the one.
He was affordable at the time.
He's not affordable anymore because nobody wants to fucking touch that, and I'm glad.
No, he still works.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He just had...
Who's hiring Mel Gibson?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, actually.
Him
and Mark Wahlberg did a film with him just last year.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Daddy's Home, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He's in that. Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't watch that because it looked like garbage.
He's the father to Mark Wahlberg.
Right, that's right, because he's the rough and tough guy. And then Will Ferrell's dad's a Nancy. And you're like, cool.
Yeah, he plays
himself. John Lithgow. Yeah. Which is hilarious. I've never seen the movie.
It looks like garbage.
What did I just see John Lithgow in? It, like, horrified me. All right.
He's in a lot of weird
things. Buckaroo Banzai?
No.
Well, there's a franchise we need to bring back. Bring back Buckaroo Banzai.
I'm so in. Moving on to video game news. Amazon is hiring for an esports manager. Yes, you heard that correct. If you are interested...
Amazon.com.
If you're interested in the job, it popped up on LinkedIn, actually.
I know nothing about esports, and I just want to be a coach. I want to show up in a fucking tracksuit.
I think one of the key elements is that you'll be working heavily with Twitch. And,
dope. No, I'm going to grow out a goofy mustache. I'm going to shave only part of my head. I'm going to wear a bright pink tracksuit. I'm going to go and I'm going to yell at teenagers.
So
Goofy have a mustache?
I was going off of my high school gym teacher. But yeah.
Actually, my
still, Mr. Bauer.
When you say Goofy mustache, that's what went
Coach Feinsilver had a weird mustache, too.
I was like, yeah, you gotta look like Goofy. Like,
shut up. Feinsilver wrestled a bear.
It's always that, like, Burt Reynolds mustache.
It was. It's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Because he's a man's man.
He wrestled a bear. Goddamn it, he is.
Listen, if you're gonna be a coach, you have to be fat, overweight, and not be able to run. Doesn't matter if it's esports. I'll be that esports coach. I'll show up.
The basic qualifications are two. You need a BA degree or equivalent experience.
Oh, fuck them out. Wait, equivalent experience?
Experience, but they don't say what the BA degree is in.
No.
You just have to have a degree?
Right.
BA degree.
Ooh, I'm going to go get it in a fucking underwater basket weaving.
That's bullshit.
And then the other one is that you need 5+ years of experience in esports related event production, promotion, management, or ecosystem development.
I've watched a lot of these.
You know what? Just go and apply.
Yeah, I'm throwing my... Oh, fuck,
I was
going
to say, I'm just going to put in my resume.
Because all of that is code for... We don't actually want to give this job to anyone, but we do have to fill this position.
We have to fill a position.
Oh, my God. I could be that guy. Again,
you can be that guy.
Bright pink tracksuit. I'll shave part of my head. Have a big Burt Reynolds mustache. Be perfect.
One of the other qualifications
and blow
they're looking for is able to navigate complex internal content approval process and stockholder management.
This isn't a coach. You need a marketing guy. Like, that's what it sounds like. They need somebody in marketing, and they're like, what if we call him an esports coach?
Meets or exceeds Amazon's leadership principles.
Amazon
meets or exceeds Amazon's functional.
Ooh, I can tell people not to work without. I can tell people to work without breaks for 12 hours.
Or pay them.
I'm good at that.
Exactly. I can excel at this job.
Christ. Yeah, this doesn't sound like they need a coach. It sounds like they need something else, and they're calling it a coach position. Look.
They need a whipping boy and someone to mediate between them and the nerds because they don't know how to talk to them.
I was going to say, that's what it sounds like. They're like, we need somebody who's fluent in IT because we don't speak it. Like,
translation, we need a babysitter.
Yeah. I will tinfoil hat my opinion later.
I am putting in my application as soon as we get done.
I'm applying.
I can't wait.
Why not?
It
probably changed a lot for you to stand there and just be like, well, you have to be a mediator. But it's like, no, you just need a babysitter for these kids. I got this.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you gotta do. And in the meanwhile, you will get that cool tracksuit that you're looking forward to, because you know...
Is it the Amazon esports team?
I'm gonna bet.
I was gonna say, so I got a sweet tracksuit that just says Amazon on it.
I'm gonna get all the patches, but I'm gonna, like, sew them in odd places.
One on the nipples.
Exactly. Run right above my belly button.
I'm wearing tearaway pants with a Speedo on it.
And have a patch right there on your bum.
Hell yeah. That's where the sponsorships go.
A patch on your bum?
Yeah, they chafe.
Good tip.
That's
there.
Actually
customer service. Thank
that's
you.
That's what I said. I didn't know that.
I'll tell you how I know that off air.
No, tell us on air.
No.
Come on, Rhett.
So go to LinkedIn. We'll see if that job is even still open at the end of this.
I'm sure. Putting in my job.
I can't wait.
The worst they can say is no. Like,
yeah.
Just never call me.
The rejection letter.
What if I get called? I'm gonna. You know what? We're gonna make that a live air thing. Yes. I'm gonna let you know when they email if they email me to like, hey, can you call for an interview? I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm doing that on the podcast.
On it.
Yeah.
If you do apply and you get a response, please let us know. We would love to hear what they say.
I'm applying.
Konami has released trailers for its new TurboGrafx-16 Mini. Another mini.
Name one TurboGrafx-16 game. One.
I can't. They're saying this thing comes with 57 games.
Is that not a dirt bike?
No. Unfortunately not.
I like how you seriously. It's just like, no. You stupid harpy. No.
But
women don't know what video games are.
We don't know. They're saying this is coming with 57 games. I couldn't find a list of one single game.
I can't tell you a single turbo. No, you know what? I can. I can tell you one TurboGrafx game because it's hilarious. It's about a tuba. I don't know what it's called. You play a tuba and you're looking for music notes. And that is the only TurboGrafx game that I know.
I played the shit out of that.
It's hilarious. But no, it's like...
All right.
Who's asking for this? Who's no like, I'm nostalgic about my TurboGrafx-16 that doesn't own one, like, that's still in their parents' basement?
They're making, like, 4 or 5 different versions of this.
What?
And each one has a different press kit and all of that, and they're doing drawings, and I don't know if Konami is falling off the frickin' shelf or what the hell they got going on.
Konami.
Yeah. They're clueless. No one's asking for this. Red just gives us a nice, pleasant smile.
Just the fucking TurboGrafx. Like, at least Atari made sense when they released the little Atari Mini.
Atari kind of makes
a lot of sense to me.
Even Commodore 64.
Commodore 64 is close.
No.
It's not. But at least, like, I know some Commodore 64 things where it's like, oh, I played games on that.
I have one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's the thing.
Is that the one that Rick whipped out the other... night at the or that one night at the party? What was that system?
That was his dick.
That was first of all. That was two years ago. Second of all, it was like an old PC that he had to like sit there and basically crank to get it to work. It was hilarious.
To put the floppy disk in for the boot up.
Yeah,
boot up disk.
Commodores use cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You had one. You still have one.
Have one.
Do you have the cassette tapes for it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. See, that's the thing is, like, I love stuff like analog stuff like that where it's like, well, how did you save your game? We had this cassette tape.
And we put it in.
And we were happy, damn it.
We hit record.
That's how you got the soundtrack. It wasn't actually on the game.
You have to blow. You have to blow the cartridge.
Blowing the cartridge did nothing.
Shut up. I wasted years of my life
blowing
into the cartridge and plugging it back in.
Yeah, you just devalued your cartridge.
It was the Stranger Thing kids. It was right after season one came out. They did a thing where they showed them things from the 80s, like actual things from the 80s, and let the kids from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And one was the Nintendo and how to start the game. And they had to figure it out. There was no instructions. They came out with stuff and they had to figure it out. And so watching them blow on the cartridge... It's not even the place that you would logically be like, you blow across the thing that you... And they're just
they
like...
They blew in the top of it.
No, they're just like blowing across, like across it instead of...
Yeah, like a flute.
Yeah.
They, nothing.
They're just like, okay.
Well, we thought... we thought it cooled down the cartridge.
Well, that was the thing is like, I thought that for the longest time. It does nothing and you just put spit in your cartridge.
Yeah.
That's
it's
how you
rusted
did.
Away.
Yeah. The thing that fixed it was you took it out and put it back in. Like...
You turned it off, and you turned it back on.
Yeah. The solution to all life's problems.
Everything.
It doesn't work with humans.
Have you tried turning it on and off again?
Help. Fire.
So.
I am disappointed in people who try and watch that show and be like, no, it didn't look good. No, man.
No,
which show?
IT. The IT Crowd.
I still want to watch it. I haven't
been
able
to.
I know it's on
Netflix.
I watched the first episode, and I was like, this is hilarious, and it was just one of those things that other things came up, and
okay.
it's there.
You're not one of those people who, like my spouse is all like, yeah, I tried watching the first 10 minutes. I couldn't get into it. I'm like, you are wrong.
There's some fantastic.
Divorce papers.
Like, I don't know the show, but I've seen some fantastic quotes, and I'm like, I need... To what? Where she's asking him about like He starts talking about D&D, and she's
why
like,
does Jen have the
she's
internet?
Like, she's like, is it a sexual thing? He's like, far from it. Like, and I'm like, that's it. That's the show. I need to watch it.
Fire. Yeah. Exclamation point. Fire.
Got it.
Why does your desktop look like this? What do you mean? This is how I like it. If this was a person, I'd shoot them in the back of the head.
Between that
That's the only quote that I know from that show, and I'm like, I need to watch it.
There's so many that I don't even correlate that they belong to that show, and then they're taken out of context. I'm like, what is that? And I have to find the show. Oh, wait, I've already seen it.
This is a person, I'd shoot them in the head.
That and Black's Books, I can't... those
Black
two
Books
series
is almost as good.
Yep.
They're both British, right? They're British shows? Yeah. The IT crowd.
Well, half the crew that's in Black's Books is in Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, almost all of them are in Shaun of the Dead.
I just watched Fleabag at last. It's not the same.
No, it's not.
There's actually a lot of carryover, though.
There is. Mm.
It was awkward.
Don't know what you're talking about.
You all right?
Yeah. On that bombshell.
We shall say goodbye.
The millennial doesn't know older things.
No, it's not older. It's just, it's girlier.
Oh, okay.
Sponsor a millennial.
Well,
so
that's
they know shit.
What if I enjoy girlier things?
Then I would know that about you.
What?
I enjoy girlier things.
You do. You apparently want a pink tracksuit.
I do.
Pants. You only want a pink tracksuit because it would be annoying. You don't want it for the sex.
That's not true.
Sake that it's pink.
That's partially true.
What pink? Like baby pink?
I like salmon.
Salmon?
Yeah.
Well, salmon's
like
not
salmon.
Pink.
Salmon is pink. Salmon. How dare you?
Salmon is salmon.
Salmon is pink.
Salmon is salmon.
You're ridiculous. You and your toxic masculinity just need to
I am not toxic.
Just accept it. That color you're wearing is pink.
It's pink. That's magenta. It's pink.
Okay, first of all, magenta's
pink. Magenta's
how
purple.
Dare you?
Magenta's purple.
No, magenta is magenta.
But salmon isn't salmon. Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, and on that bombshell.
I'm mad because she's right. And I'm an idiot.